From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A nationwide show of contempt ahead of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration. That was Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny leading chants of "Down with Tsar" in Moscow. Navalny was then detained along with more than 1,000 of his supporters on Saturday. But before police caught him, he delivered a speech in Pushkin Square. They were saying that this city belongs to Putin. Is it true? Protesters responding, no. Navalny had called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities across the country. Riot police responded in Moscow and St. Petersburg, beating protesters and throwing them into police vans. OVD Info reported 1,600 people were detained, with 570 of those arrests happening in Moscow. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed a date and place have been set for the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A day later, another small step toward reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it has shifted its clocks to 30 minutes earlier to align with South Korea's time zone. That's the sound of the clock tower at the Pyongyang railway station, though the video from the North state-run media could not be independently verified. North Korea created its own time zone in 2015. The Pentagon is reestablishing a Navy fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as it shifts more resources against Russia. We have much more coverage on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.